Original Edition Workbook, Lesson 98. I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. Today is a day of special dedication. We take a stand on but one side today. We side with truth and let illusions go. We will not vacillate between the two, but take a firm position with the one. We dedicate ourselves to truth today and to salvation as God planned it be. We will not argue it is something else. We will not seek for it where it is not. In gladness we accept it as it is and take the part assigned to us by God. How happy to be certain! All our doubts we lay aside today and take our stand with certainty of purpose and with thanks that doubt is gone and surety has come. We have a mighty purpose to fulfill and have been given everything we need with which to reach the goal. Not one mistake stands in our way, for we have been absolved from errors. All our sins are washed away by realizing that they were but mistakes. The guiltless have no fear, for they are safe and recognize their safety. They do not appeal to magic, nor invent escapes from fancied threats without reality. They rest in quiet certainty that they will do what is given them to do. They do not doubt their own ability because they know their function will be filled completely in the perfect time and place. They took the stand which we will take today, that we may share their certainty and thus increase it by accepting it ourselves. They will be with us. All who took the stands we take today will gladly offer us all that they learned and every gain they made. Those still uncertain, too, will join with us and, borrowing our certainty, will make it stronger still. While those as yet unborn will hear the call we heard and answer it, when they have come to make their choice again. We do not choose but for ourselves today. Is it not worth 5 minutes of your time each hour to be able to accept the happiness that God has given you? Is it not worth 5 minutes hourly to recognize your special function here? Is not 5 minutes of the hour but a small request to make in terms of a reward so great it has no measure? You have made 1,000 losing bargains at the least. Here is an offer guarantee you your full release from pain and every kind of joy the world does not contain. You can exchange a little of your time for peace of mind and certainty of purpose with a promise of complete success. And since time has no meaning, you are being asked for nothing in return for everything. Here is a bargain that you cannot lose, and what you gain is limitless indeed. Each hour today, give him your tiny gift of but 5 minutes. He will give the words you use in practicing today's idea the deep conviction and the certainty you lack. His words will join with yours and make each repetition of today's idea a total dedication, made in faith as perfect and as sure as his in you. His confidence in you will bring the light to all the words you say, and you will go beyond their sound to what they really mean. Today you practice with him as you say, I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. In each 5 minutes that you spend with Him, He will accept your words and give them back to you all bright with faith and confidence so strong and steady they will light the world with hope and gladness. Do not lose one chance to be the glad receiver of His gifts, that you may give them to the world today. Give Him the words, and He will do the rest. He will enable you to understand your special function. He will open up the way to happiness, and peace and trust will be His gifts, His answer to your words. He will respond with all His faith and joy and certainty that what you say is true. And you will have conviction then of Him who knows the function that you have on earth as well as heaven. He will be with you each practice period you share with Him, exchanging every instant of the time you offer Him for timelessness and peace. Throughout the hour, let your time be spent in happy preparation for the next 5 minutes you will spend again with Him. Repeat today's idea while you wait for the glad time to come to you again. Repeat it often, and do not forget each time you do so, you have let your mind be readied for the happy time to come. And when the hour is gone, and He is there once more to spend a little time with you, be thankful and lay down all earthly tasks, all little thoughts and limited ideas, and spend a happy time again with Him. Tell Him once more that you accept the part which He would have you take and help you fill, and He will make you sure you want this choice, which He has made with you, and you with Him.